I am excited to announce that my new online course,
Art of Selling Albums,
is now live. It is the Early Bird Week. Check out the link to the Early Bird offers. These offers will only last for 1 week. So get in if you are interested in elevating your album game, elevating your client experience via albums. This is suited to not only wedding photographers, but all photographers who would like to offer albums and learn how to sell, market, design, and really just wow our clients. So get onto the Early Bird. I hope to see you in the course.
This album mini-series is sponsored by Vision Art. Vision Art is my go-to place to order albums from. Their quality is incredible and I am just utterly obsessed with everything that they send to me after, you know, I've done my designing and they send it to me. And oh, I am so excited to get it off to all my clients. And my clients give the most beautiful feedback. And I couldn't fault anything that Vision Art do. I wanted to introduce you to them here. They have also offered a welcome gift for you all. They are offering a 15% off one-time code for new clients. You can use the code LEILEI15, that is LEILEI15, to redeem the offer and have fun designing and ordering. Show me what you make. I would love to see it. Welcome to Life and Lens with LEILEI Clavey. Join me as we explore the secrets to crafting a thriving and fulfilling career as a luxury wedding photographer while creating a beautiful, balanced life. Immerse yourself in insightful conversations that empower you to nurture a positive mindset, enabling you to not only excel in your craft, but also flourish in all facets of life. I am your host, LEILEI Clavey, Australian wedding photographer, educator, and mother of two. This is the Life and Lens podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Life and Lens with LEILEI Clavey. I am excited to launch my album course coming very soon. And so I wanted to record this episode for you about 11 things to consider when it comes to wedding albums. These are things that I have tried and tested over my last 4 years of offering albums and make things simpler for myself and my client when it comes to approving and moving things along, because we often know that with albums, there can be that back and forth that makes things a little sticky, make things last for months and months, or if not years. I'm sure if you've offered albums before, that has happened to you where people just take a year or 6 months to get back to you. And it's like, okay, well, prices now have gone up and my time has now gone up. So thank you very much. How do we move this along? So I wanted to offer you 11 quick things to consider when it comes to wedding albums. Let's get started. All right. Number one, you design the album first. There are two ways of doing things. You can wait for someone else to design the album. They would choose their favorite images. They could tell you their favorite images or use something like PicTime where they can actually design their own album. Time-wise, it takes a little longer because there's no real incentive for them to finish it quickly. And also when it comes to indecision, I know that it would be, say they've received 800 images from you, to try to find 100 to 150 images to put in their album, it's a lot of pressure. Unless they're a storyteller or from a film or photography background, it's really hard to know what to include in your album. I think a lot of people actually wouldn't approach it with storytelling aspect. They would go, these are my favorite images, I'm just going to put them in. And that's totally fine. I think if they were ordering through you as the expert, that's where I would have a think whether you actually should do the design first. So this is what I have done. I design their album initially and then pass it on for them to change. I mention in my communication, I have designed this with the story of your day in mind. Please feel free to change any, if not all, your images if you would like. But it really sets them up to go, okay, I see the story. Oh, I love that image. And actually, it makes it so much easier for them to just change 10 images within it. And I haven't had anyone actually change structure or more than, you know, half the book. So it has really worked for me in terms of flow and simplicity, and takes that pressure off the client to design. So have a think about that. Number two, only offer one design revision. All right, so this one, I went through a few revisions of my own to get to this, but I realized, so I first started with three revisions. I thought, yep, that sounds fair. That's what other people are offering, so I'll offer that as well. But I found that the more indecisive clients would see three and up me to five or six or seven. If I offered two, they would up me to three, four, or five. I wouldn't get indecisive couples often. However, trying to decide your final album images to have forever and ever and pass down to your children, it's a big decision. So I can see why couples would go back and forth being like, oh, no, I want this. No, I prefer this one. Oh, husband likes this. Oh, but I like me with this face on and this one. So I get it. But just giving them the heads up that you only get one design revision, do it all in one go, then send it back to me. I will make those revisions and send it back to you. If you're not 100% happy before it goes to print, we'll make changes. So it means that only one design revision normally means two or three, but three max. Normally it's two revisions. And they're like, thank you so much for accommodating us and sorry for being a pest. Of course, they're not pests, never, never pests. But just offering the one really curbs the timeline jutting out, because really you want to be able to design an album and get it printed, hopefully, you know, within 2 months of that first design. So yeah, something to consider. It is probably, if you have listened to my past episode, my initial episode on albums, that we talk about finding your ideal client and what they want with albums. This is something to consider. Because my client is premium and I'm moving into luxury, this is what they would want. They don't have time to sit there for hours and create their album. They also are relying on me as the expert, and I am setting myself up to be the expert and the professional who knows all about this. So this is me handing over, them handing over the reins to me. However, if you have a middle market or a lower market client and, you know, you don't offer this within your services because of whatever reason, maybe they do design their book themselves within pick time. It's just really finding what suits you and what suits your client. But it could be something that you try doing your design first and passing that along to them. Another option to think about, which I have only just sort of tried to dabble with, it really comes down to your editing workflow as well, but actually sending along the completed gallery with the album design all ready for them to go. I know one thing I have heard, that with wedding blues, it peters off around the 4 week mark. So ideally, even if your wedding gallery delivery is around the 8 to 10 week mark, which mine is, ideally you deliver it within 4 weeks. This means you've gone above and beyond, over delivered before expected, and they get to work on their album design from the get-go. They're so excited to see their gallery. Their wedding journey really hasn't stopped because you have just prolonged it and they can start working on their album, relive the memories, still reasonably fresh because it was only a month ago. So yes, this does take a little bit of effort on your part to be really good with that workflow, be done with the gallery a few days before you actually want to deliver it. So then you have time to work on your album. Have a think about it. I have not done this yet. This is in my plan for this next couple of weddings. I hope I can live up to this, but I think it would make workflow move along a lot quicker and, yeah, just keep the excitement going with the couple and their wedding, which is really exciting. All right, so number three, curate your cover choices for the ease of the customer and for indecision on your part, I think, as well, or like to ease their indecision. So I went through this in the last episode as well on albums. This has really helped me when I thought about my brand, sat down, looked at my branding colors, looked at the colors that my past clients have ordered for their albums, and I curated exact swatches and embossing that I would like to offer for my client. I added that to my website. I removed the 56 or however many swatches there were available in the beginning on my website. And with that, just makes it so much easier for your client to choose from. All right, number four, who is my client? What album do they want? Do they want a luxury one or a cheaper one? How much would they pay? This I also covered in the last episode. It's really good to think about, yes, okay, maybe you want to offer a $5,000 album. That's great. A lot of profit there. But will your client actually want that? If you are a family photographer and would like to offer albums, they can get really expensive. I actually tried this myself when I shot some family shoots the past couple of years, and I wanted to offer mini albums for them just to remember their sessions, and it would be, I'm still planning to create my own family albums and on beautiful hardcover ones printed by Vision Art, my printers, so that I can keep that forever, because I know that it'll be such a thing that I can, my babies will always look through it. I'll look through it. I'll get one printed every year. Have I got one printed yet? No, but I will. I think it would be really nice. But my clients that I asked, even the ones that were paying $1,000 for family photos, they didn't want a hardcover, beautiful album like this. They would probably go somewhere and just get a soft-covered album, or go to, you know, Artifact Uprising or something. I get it. I get it. Because that album might be $150. I think to make it profitable, I was saying, would they pay around $500 for an album? And it's funny. It is so funny, isn't it? That when it comes to wedding photography, I charge $3,500. People are like, yep, that's fine. It's on the more expensive end, but yes, makes sense. Fine. When it comes to family albums, and if you have a family, you realize how important your babies are and family is, maybe even more so than weddings, like your wedding day. I say that because I might cop some criticism, but I'm going to say that my wedding day was absolutely magical and we had the best day. But the days that my babies were born, oh my gosh, nothing could top that. Seriously, nothing. And so why are weddings, weddings just have this tax, don't they? That's like, yeah, I'm going to spend money, whatever. And then when it comes to family stuff, I guess you don't need to do everything expensive. I tell myself that all the time. I have very expensive taste. But when it comes to family albums, maybe it's not done as much. You would probably spend money on a big framed print, but not on a little album. Anyway, I'm hoping to change that. I'm offering some to some of my past clients, some family shoots, and I have included within their packages some mini albums. So like, I think it's 6x8. So super mini, just 20 pages or 20 spreads, which are 40 pages. So in my wedding albums, I offer up to 40 spreads, which is 80 pages. So it's pretty thick and hefty. But I think when it's such a small book, it actually doesn't need to be as full. So I have brought the price down, I think, to $350. So that gives me maybe, it's not 100% profit, but the profit is not great, but it's not bad either for just sitting and designing something quickly. And I can get it printed for quite an affordable amount, which I think might be. But I would be interested to know, if you're a family photographer or a maternity photographer, do you offer books like this? And do you offer luxury books? That's what I'm struggling with, is that while my client doesn't want to pay for the luxury hardcover book, I don't want to get anything less than luxury. That is where I need to go back to the drawing board, order samples, order soft covers, try different things, and then figure out where my clients and I sit in terms of what I want to offer. So yeah, something to consider. Who is your client? What album do they want? What album do you want to offer yourself? How much would they pay? Is a profit margin okay? Okay, number five out of things to consider when it comes to albums. Decide on what pricing model you'll choose. Is it a Luxury Escapes or is it booking.com? So when it comes to Luxury Escapes, you order a package. You get flights. You get six-night accommodation in Fiji in a luxury resort. You get breakfast on every day and two dinners and a massage. Oh, that would be amazing. I feel like I need this right now. Or is it booking.com? You buy your flights plus your 6 nights accommodation, plus you have to buy back breakfast every day, plus your dinners you have to buy when you get there, and then you can add on a massage if you want to. So you can see that they're different sort of packages. It comes back to, who is your client? What are they expecting? How do you want to set up your services? I do remember the way I do my pricing is everything's inclusive. So I do 40, maximum 40 spreads, which equals 80 pages. This is for my wedding albums. I offer all my debossing and embossing included. I offer slipcase and one design revision. I used to offer for extra, an extra $80 or something like that. They could add on extra spreads to make it 50 spreads and 100 pages. But I did find that meant that I went over $1,000. If you're based in Australia and your order goes over $1,000 Australian, you will have to pay import tax. So just be wary of that. That can add on another $230 onto your order. So if you can try to keep it under $1,000, then that is ideal. Just for, yeah, it keeps your expenses down. So have a think about that, whether what your client would like. I remember receiving someone, we were jumped on an introductory call and they were saying, we'd love your albums. Just want to check, when it comes to your albums, if we add it in our package, is it complete as it is, or will we find unexpected costs later? And this sort of took me aback because I was like, no, everything's included. Why would you ask that? And she said, because her friend had thought she added her album to a package, thought all the pages were, like all the album was set. But when it came after, she had to pay another $1,500 to make the book actually bulky enough to look like a book. Otherwise, I think it was like 15 or 20 pages included, and it wouldn't have fit enough images of her wedding if she had got it just at that base price. Because I knew from the beginning I wanted to set myself up as premium, high-end, luxury photographer, I knew that I wanted everything inclusive. I wanted to be the Luxury Escapes experience. If you are bookings.com, that's totally fine. Just make sure that it's known up front that this is the cost of the wedding album, is added to your package, but know that if you want to go above, this will be the price for later on. Just comes to communication. Okay, number six, the more you show your albums on Instagram, the more you will sell. I find that whenever I'm in a drought of not selling any albums. Why hasn't anyone added an album to their package? Have I not sold it well enough? I've realized two things. I have not shown me designing or packaging or any real imagery or reels on my Instagram for a while about albums. If people see that I am designing for someone else, I am quality checking for someone else, photographing that, and then sending that out, they will want that as well. So do not underestimate the extra effort putting in to photograph, film, you working on your albums. It makes a big difference to social proof that, okay, other people are buying this, I want that too, and I can add it. So just talk about it. And then the second thing, which I have really stopped doing, I only did it, I think, in the first 2 years of business. And then COVID happened and we're all very, very used to Zoom now. And I'm very comfortable having, you know, party up top and pajamas down the bottom, but is in-person meetings. In-person meetings are so powerful when it comes to selling albums. Bring them along. It feels a little icky. I knew I felt a little icky by being like, and were you interested in an album? Here, I brought some. And they're not discreet, especially mine, because they're the 9x12, quite big. It's a handful. So you definitely want to drive and not take a train if you're carrying a few albums. But it made such a difference. Every in-person meeting that I had and I brought my albums, they would definitely add it to the package. They were like, yep, no question. We're adding it. Done. Please add it. So it really does help to take that extra time, go have an in-person meeting, show them your albums, and yeah, you will sell way more. All right, number 7. Consider adding albums to every one of your packages. This is an interesting one. I heard this on a podcast recently and I was like, this is gold. I understand some people might not want it, but having an album added into every single package, including your 8-hour or maybe it's a 6-hour or even an elopement, it really shows that you love your albums, that you are obsessed with them and that you believe in them. I do find it so hard, and I do some Instagram stories and posts about this for my wedding clients, is that I find it really sad that often, most of the time, our wedding photography, or even the family, if you're a family photographer, our photos are just live in cloud form, just live in digital form. Isn't that sad? I think that's really sad. I feel like it's less often now that we have framed photos on our wall or even sitting on our mantle. It's almost like a little bit dated to do that. I sort of hope it comes back around because it's just lovely to be reminded of memories. Saying that, I have not printed one of my wedding photos and I do not have one on my wall. I have my wedding album, but I don't have any printed on the wall. But I hope that with having a wedding album in each of the packages, it means that their files don't live in digital form. Their photos live in an album. They can be touched, looked at, passed down. If you lose, you know, it's harder to lose a book than it is to lose. The files could just vanish in anyway. I feel like this could be a great thing if you add them to your packages. Now moving to the luxury space, I am creating tailored proposals for my clients rather than having packages. So this is where it really comes down to me selling and talking about my albums over and over and over for them to add it in to say, yes, I want one in their tailored proposal. But if you have packages, maybe try adding them to every one of your packages. See how you go. If people don't want them, I guess they can remove them. All right. And then number 8, you don't need to have shot a full wedding to create your sample album. This is one thing that I mentioned in the last episode as well, and it really stopped me from making a move for about a month. I was like, oh my gosh, okay, how can I shoot a wedding now so that I can make an album? Then I realized, why don't I just create a portfolio album? Why don't I just create a book like my favorite photography books that has a snapshot of every favorite image that they have in one book? And that, I found, sold albums just as well as a full wedding album did when I had one later on. So don't let it stop you if you don't have your ideal client in one album alone, or you haven't shot a wedding yet and just have a compilation of bits and pieces. Just print that. Print that and start selling. Number 9, stationery and packaging is nice, but don't let that hold you back from ordering your first album. If you are having a rebrand or having new stationery printed and it hasn't arrived yet, or it's way down the road from being ready, don't let this stop you from just starting to sell albums. It takes a little while anyway to get the momentum. So in terms of receiving your swatches, receiving your designing and receiving your sample album, even if someone orders their album because their wedding is coming and you still haven't received your stationery by the time the client's album is ready to be sent out, that's okay. Get some nice white tissue paper. Doesn't even matter if you, well, stickers can come really, really quickly. I have had that experience. I went with Fast Printing I think they're in Melbourne and Sydney, or maybe all around Australia, but you'll find something like tissue paper and stickers are probably quite quick. For my stationery, I also have a custom branded album care guide. So when you order through a company like Atkins or like Vision Art, they send out a generic album care guide for everyone. They're still beautiful. They're just not branded, not in your colors. So I, with my stationery designers, hello, my branding, and they did my branding and website, they created a custom branded album care guide for me. And that I have printed out and add that into my album package, as well as a custom branded thank you card, which I write on. I also, if they haven't ordered a parent album, which I find is quite rare these days that people order it, but I would like to hear if anyone has success for ordering more parent albums. That would be great to know tactics, how to sell more. But I include a little voucher in there for $200 off their parent album in a beautiful branded custom envelope. And so that, and then I have it in my branded tissue paper with a sticker with my icon on it. And I have some custom branded tape as well. So this stuff all takes time. It all takes time. But don't wait to start selling albums before you have all this. Because, yeah, you can find just beautiful paper to send someone a thank you note on. You don't have to have branded everything. A beautiful letter, beautiful note to them saying enjoy your album. That is enough and beautiful. Also, I will say, when it comes to packaging and boxes, I actually created with my first round, so 3 years ago, I created a beautiful custom box branded, designed by Hello Hello from Ink Boxes. They're based in Australia, INKE. I will leave all these notes in my show notes when it comes to my resources and who I use for my packaging and stationery. And they look beautiful when they arrive. I loved how branded they were and it was me. And then I realized, I think it was a year and I was sending these out. They're also not cheap. I didn't want to order too many. I must have ordered 25. And if I was shooting 36 weddings or even 25 weddings, that would take me a whole year to go through. So I was cautious about that. Not with minimum order, it obviously ups your spend because, you know, the more quantities they print out, the better it is for your cost. But I got them. I had been sending them out for, potentially a season, maybe even 2 seasons, working my way through the boxes. And one I tried to send to a client who was from overseas, living overseas, tried to send them a box and it got rerouted to me because of wrong address or something like that. When I received the box, and it had been across the world, yes, but when I received my branded box, it looked trashed. Because of my branding, if you know my branding, it's like a light pink blush color with black writing, and the box looked horrendous. I was embarrassed. If I had received that, I wouldn't be like, oh, cute branding, because the first experience when I'm thinking about packaging, I want my clients to open it and be like, oh, how beautiful is that? When they would have received this box, luckily they didn't, but I'm sure because it was that light color, everyone would have received a trashed up looking box receiving their album or their welcome gift. It wouldn't have looked nice because it looked so dirty and yeah. So once I had got through my custom boxes, I decided to just use the album box that VisionArt sends me their albums in. This means that I am recycling their boxes. I'm recycling their packaging. It's still in my branded tissue paper. I put stickers on it, have my stationery in there, and then it's also taped with my custom branded tape. But I don't have all their boxes piling up here that I have to recycle. I send it on to the client. So after I quality check it, I open it and then I put it back in. It's like with me, my wrapping. And it made it such a difference because, yeah, I believe in sustainability. I didn't want to waste too many. My thoughts were, okay, if my box looks trashed going through the post, could I put my box in another box? Then I didn't want to use two boxes because that's more wastage. So I think I've come to a good conclusion that it actually doesn't matter what the box it arrives in looks like. I know that there are some great examples, and I even love now there's like a store here called The Undone, and they have their boxes super minimal, a beautifully debossed sticker on just a recycled brown box that is just nice and clean, as in maybe it's not clean, but it looks recycled, if that makes any sense, and is just a really nice sticker, simple tissue paper on the inside with another sticker, very minimal, very simple, and looks chic. So yes, when it comes to thinking about all that packaging, which can become a lot, have a think about that, and might be trialing and testing some different things. All right, moving on to number 10. Actually, I already covered this, but in-person initial meetings work to sell your albums. I often think of whether I go back to in-person meetings because they did work so well. But then with my new clients who are in the more luxury space, time really is not abundant for them. You know, they are booking experts, a planner, all the rest so that they can save time. So then meeting in person, I'm not sure if that's, I mean, it could be. In terms of where my lifestyle is and where I'm guarding my time, do I want to be out one night per week at a bar meeting with clients when I can be home with my family and I can just as easily do it over Zoom during the day? I think that's where it came to guarding my time, knowing my boundaries. I now offer my client calls during the day. If they can't make that, we might make another time. But normally they fit into that. They know, okay, these are her working hours. So we will just have to, you know, do it over our lunch break or take a bit of time off work. And it seems to work. So I don't think it's lost me any clients by only offering that. But yeah, it's really set yourself up. It does really help to sell yourself and sell your albums if you meet in person. But is it part of your workflow and time and boundaries? Yeah, have a think about that. All right, and the last one to consider when it comes to selling or making albums, number 11, don't be afraid to shop around and find the best supplier and systems for you. So this comes to designing your album, for packaging and stationery, and for album printers. I use VisionArt. They're the only ones that I've ever used. I love them so much. Customer service is outstanding. But I also hear the same from other album suppliers who are also amazing. So this is where you need to think about your client. What do they want? Where do you want to shop around? Get a few samples. Try out VisionArt. I don't think you'll be disappointed. But yeah, it's really just take some testing, buy samples, and see how you go. So I hope this 11 things to consider when it comes to albums podcast episode really helps to just think about some other things outside the box of what you might have already thought about when it comes to albums. I know that when we've been in business for a while, sometimes we can be a bit stuck in our ways and it's like, nope, this is how I do things. But actually hearing how other people do things and considering new ways to do things can be really helpful. So yeah, maybe this would have brought about some different spark bubbles in your mind to try, or yeah, let me know what you think about the episode and I will chat to you very soon on Life and Lens, the podcast with your host, me, Lele Clavey. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Life and Lens with Lele Clavey. If you are hearing this message, you've listened to the entire episode, and for that, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like more, go over to leleclaveyeducation.com/podcast to get the show notes from today's show. I would be so appreciative if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please share this episode with others who may be interested in this topic. Also, feel free to let me know what topics you would like to see covered in future episodes. Get in touch in the comments or on my Instagram accounts, Lele Clavey or Lele Clavey Education. That's LeileClavey. See you next time on the Life and Lens podcast.